Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Hey, starting Daf Tet Zayin and with base in the bottom in the two dots. Says the Gemara, Harei Shem Ulechim Oisoi Mimokim Lemokim. In the case that they take a mace and they take it from one place to another, in other words, he's Niftar, he passes away in one place, but they bear him in another place. Says the Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin and with Aleph, Kagon Eilin Dekavrim Bebeis Shariye. Like those who bury in Beis Shorim. That means they used to take the mace to a faraway place. Sigmo Istani Tani, there's a verse that says, Elu Shebekan Moini Mishiyotza HaMace. They start doing counting Shiva from the time the mace leaves the house. Elu Shesham Moini Mishiyotzim HaGoylot. And the ones that are there, they sit down and do Shiva once he's buried. Istani Tani, Elu Ve'elu Moini Mishiyotzim HaGoylot. Another brisa says that even the ones that are here, they start counting Shiva only once he's buried. It goes based on the most important one, the oldest in the family. So explains the Gemara, what's the chumma? If the Gadol Mishpocha is here, so the ones that are here count right away. But the ones there wait till he's buried. If the Gadol Mishpocha goes there, then everybody waits for the time of Stima Sagrila. Meaning the ones that are there, they always count Shiva for once he's buried. Kado Gamliel Zuko Damacht Achoset. Gamliel Zuko, his sister was Nifter. Solak Hil Lachoyimei. His brother Hillel went with him. Omle Amano Mekivanshat Gadol Mishpocha. Another gear say, Kivanshi, yes, Godom Mishpacha, meaning one of the two is Godom Mishpacha. So then you're going to start counting the Shiva only when you go with your brother. There's a discussion that we're showing him who here was the Godom Mishpacha. Was it Gamliel Zuko or was it Hillel? Says the Mareishim and Fanim Oisoim Hikever Lekever. When they move him from one burial place to another burial place. Question, what is Shiva? When do you start counting Shiva? From the first burial place or from the second burial place? Had a case of Avelus, they moved from Kever to Kever, and he asked of Hananya, the friend of Rabban, once the first, he's buried in the first place, that's where he can Shiva. Rav Yirmiyahu Avel Uvuda, he had a story, his own story. Shol Rav Zoyro asked Rav Ami, you can't shiva from the second kvura. Also, he came back to Rav Chananya. He gave you a chumra, you have to do both. You have to count from the first burial and the second burial. I mean, don't think he gave you a kulo not to count from Stima Sagoyla Rishon. And they both said, that's only within the 7 days of Avelus. And then there was a change of burial place, went from the first place to the second place. But once Shiva ends, you don't start counting Shiva again after Shiva ended. Adds the Gemara another condition. Only if you had the mind when they buried him in the first place that they are about to switch him to another place. They had no intention to change him. You start Shiva from the first place, even though he was switched in the middle of Shiva. The old Gamliel, he was buried by Bursoi. But after 3 days, he decided to return to his original place. Also, when they asked Simon what to do, because he didn't have in mind to remove him when you bury him in the first place, the Shiva starts in the first burial. Yeshua Chui de Duroi, Yeshua the brother of Duroi, also Shol Rahu asked Ravo what to do. So if the burial place changed, just take count Shiva from the second one. Yaakov Acho says, I was with you. We asked Rav Duma Rav Nechefo. Omar, and he said, you count Shiva from the first burial. I didn't hear this. If you heard it, you can pass an halacha based on that. How do we know that Avelus is 7 days? Because it says, Vayas le'oviv evil shivas yomim, Yosef did Avelus for his father Yaakov Avinu 7 days. How do you learn something before the Torah? Learn from the following. So you wait 7 days, and you'll do the shmirah that Hashem did. The same Kadosh Baruch Hu had a velus on his world 7 days. So you will have velus on your brother 7 days, even though he only died on the 8th day. We're talking about Nadav v'Avihu that died on the 8th day by Yom Hashmini. And the 7 days of Miluim before that will be a velus for them. I was going to ask in a moment, how do you do a velus before the death? Where do we see the Kadosh Baruch Hu had Shiva in his world? Kushboch had 7 days of Avelus, and then he brought the Mabul. Says the one Misablin Koidin Shiomus Ameis, the Avelus happened before the death, before the Mabul. Elabasar Adon Shainir Deamati Leois, a human being doesn't know the future. He should do Avelus only after the Misa happened. Kushboch Shir Deamati Leois, Kushboch knows the future. Shimer Lalom Atrilos, he had Avelus before, and he told also the Kriyanim, Aaron, and his Banov to have Avelus before the death of Nadav Avihu. They didn't know that was the reason, but that Avelus will work for the future. Is the by Mimar Elushiva Mesushelach Tzadik? The 7 days are not 7 days because of the Mabul, but because Mesushelach died, and then 7 days was Shiva, and only later started the Mabul. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel waited 7 days to do Shiva for Mesushelach. Omar Bishaya ki Shemen Mishchas Hashem Alechem. It says over there, but not to have you, that you have the oil of Hashem on you. Kashem shenisrevet emeshem ha-mishcha kol shiva, the same way you had oil for you 7 days, shiva simei ha-miluim, kachatem shimuel ha-chichem kol shiva. So you should guard your brothers, meaning you should have a velus kol shiva for 7 days. Rehobisha Abiyuchanan brings another source, al no tehi kemes. Aaron tells Moshe Rabbeinu that mir should not be like a mace, meaning you compare it to a mace, and then it says, tisoger with a few zayin with base, Tisog is Shiva Yom. She's supposed to be away 7 days. So you learn one from each other. You can use the gears of Abchaim. Ma Yimei Hezgir Shiva. Hezgir is always 7 days. That's the 7 days that you wait to check him in Tzairo. Af Yimei Mei Shiva. So also for the Meis, you have 7 days of Avelus. So someone said this idea, this source of Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Shlokish. If you like Kabbalah, I didn't accept it. I mean, by Mitzayu, there are days of Hesgir, where you wait 7 days to check if anything changes. And then there's days of Echlet, where he becomes Mitzayu Gomer. What do we compare the mace? To the Hesgir or to the Muchlot? So here we're comparing it to Hesgir, which is 7 days only. But in another place, we're comparing it to Mitzayu Muchlot. To Abiyachim Shav Yanai, Al No Teike Mace. We compare it to the Mitzayu to Mace. Mayimea Mace Einam Oilim, Afimei Echlet Einam Oilim. Referring to a Nazir becomes Tameh, when he's Tameh, it doesn't count him for his Nazirus. Also, the days he's Mitzoyah doesn't count for his Nazirus. So he's using the comparison of Meis to Mitzoyah for Mitzoyah Mochlot. That's why Shlokish did not like the comparison to Mitzoyah Muzgar. Rav Yirmi Yavi Abchia B'Shem Hashem Elokish, Rav Avo Rav Yisi Ben Chalila B'Shem Hashem Elokish, they both said the name of Shlokish, V'yitmu Yemei B'chi Evel Moshe. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So you dash like this. Yemei refers to Shiva. Bechi refers to Shnayim, the main cry is 2 days. Evil is the total of Shloshim Yoim. Vista Mechalfim, some say a little different. Yemei is Shnayim, the days are 2. I mean, that's the Iker days of Avelus. Bechi Shiva, you cry for 7 days. Evil Shloshim. Reza Bechia B'Shem Shim and Lokish, Abyoin Bechia V'Shem and Lokish, B'Shem Avyutun Nesiyayo, the Nosi, V'Afachti Chageichim Lovel. Kishbuch says, I'll turn your Chag to Avelus. So you learn from the Chag, the same as the Chag is 7 days, or say Avelus is 7 days. We do find a Chag of 8 days, and so because it's 8 days. So maybe Avelus should be 8 days. It's not 8 days, it's 7 days. And Shmini is Shmini Atzeres, so really we don't find a Chag of more than 7 days. Okay, so maybe it's only 1 day. Like Shavuos, so it's only 1 day. I mean, you're right. There's 7 days and there's 1 day. The 7 days for irregular avelus. And Shmur Rechoyka is someone who heard after a while that someone died in his family, he does avelus only 1 day. V'tani Ken says in the Braiso, Shmur Kroiva Yesh L'Shiva V'Shloishim, V'Rechoyka Ein L'Shiva V'Shloishim. Someone who heard about a recent death, he has 7 days in Shloishim. Someone who heard something which is far away, he doesn't have Shiva V'Shloishim. meaning he has only one day. Now, what is a rechoyka and what is kreivo? Is tani shmua kreivo b'toch shloishim for rechoyka l'acha shloishim? If he hears about it within the first 30 days, so then he has, it's a shmua kreivo. And if it's after 30 days, it's a shmua rechoyka. Is tani shmua kreivo b'toch shnei masachoydish for rechoyka l'acha shnei masachoydish? Some say it's 12 months. So I hope Shem Yechana aloch k'divrei mishuayim a shmua kreivo b'toch shloishim for rechoyka l'acha shloishim paskan aloch they go based on 30 days. Says the Gemara, Harisha Shama Shemaisto Mace, he heard that someone died by regal, it was a regal. And that was within 30 days. But lo yispiki me a regal at seis, asher shomu lo shloshim. But as until the chag ended, the 30 days of Avelus also ended. So meaning, when he hears about it, it was within shloshim. But he can't be knowing Avelus until after shloshim. What will be the din? Chavi Amri Amri, the friend saying, Mikavan Shashom Atoch Shloshim, because he heard it within the first 30 days, Moin Shiva Lacha Shloshim. So you do Shiva after 30 days. Meaning he has to do a full Shiva, because he heard it within Shloshim. On what Lavi Yaisi, Yaisi says, no. Kimen Shashom Vishol Shein No Yochel Yisabu, when he heard it, he couldn't do Avelus. Kimi Shashom Lacha Shloshim, as if he heard it after Shloshim. Vein Lo Elo Yom Echad Bufad, he has to do Avelus only one day. Similar idea, the Kisum Shabu Yochanan, Basto Shloshim Okorib B'Shabbos. Similar idea. He heard a Shmua Kreiva on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, it will turn to be 30 days. So, Kriya Lemochor Umisabo. So, the next day, do Kriya, and he'll do a full Avelus of 7 days. Omar B'chadanya Eino Misabel, because he holds no. Once he starts the Avelus, it's already after Shloshim. But Mashmah, he doesn't do Avelus, but he does do Kriya. Only Amanov Yesh Kriya below Ibu. Where do we find you do Kriya without having Avelus? He says, yes. Shekinel Ovi Val Imo Efu La'achar Kamo Chayv L'Kriya. Someone who doesn't have clothing can't do Kriya. And after a while, if he has his clothing, he won't do Kriya if it passed too long. But for his father and mother, he always does Kriya even after a while. So even though there's no Avelus anymore, he still finds this Kriya. So there is such a thing of Kriya without Avelus. Meaning, the Kroivim Shalmeis, they said Shiva. The Kroivim of the Kroivim, for example, a grandfather for a grandson, that's called Tfeilo Tfeilo. It's the curve to a curve. It's a relative of a relative. He also can't shave. Kadora mana ave b'kisrin. Mana was in kisrin. Shoma de domach bar brei. He heard that his grandson passed away. The house of the supper. He went and took a haircut. Amar le loy ken alfa herbe. Didn't you teach us? Afilu tfeilo tfeilo also with the glachas. Didn't you teach us even a relative of a relative is not allowed to shave? Amar le b'inu davu gabe. That's only if he's together with the avil. Anan loy avinu gabe. And that's halacha today as well. When someone is with his relative, and the relative is saying Shiva, so then the one who's next to him, in front of him, Mikpshun Kvoido has to be Noeg Minogi Avelus. But if he's not with him, you don't have to do Minogi Avelus. You also have to do Kriya when he's a relative of a relative. Omar Avo continues the Gemara. This is not a continuation of what we said before. It's like a new thing, Omar Avo. And you're learning from Yecheskel HaNavi Hilchus Avelus. Because Bogu told Yecheskel HaNavi that he will have an Avelus, but he will not be Noeg Minogi Avelus, in order to give a sign to Anshe Yerushalayim that there will be so many people dying that they won't be able to do Avelus for each one. So many of the things that Kishbogu told Yecheskel HaNavi not to do, from there you learn what Avel usually does do. So Rav Ovadia said, Hanek Doim, mean be silent. Can't shoot Tzorech Litzvayach. Regular Avel has to scream and yell on his mace. Meisim Evel Lo Yisaseh. Don't do an Avelus for a mace. Mikanshu Tzuchli Saba, that's from here you learn mourning. Pe'ercho Chovu Shalecho, you should have your pair. Is the Bayim Emer Tefillin, you should wear Tefillin. From here you learn that Avel should not have Tefillin. Is the Bayim Emer Zagyutz, that he should continue ironing and using nice clothing, while all Avelim should not do Gyutz. Continues the one if you chesam with Alef, Mandome Elu Tefillin, Ima Tefillin, Shnei Yomi, Hafafa Avel, Shnei Yomi. Tefillin we know is only for 2 days. So if all the list of the Pasuk should be only for 2 days. And man domas agiut, he magiut shloshim yom afal v'shloshim. If you're learning about irony, irony can't do for 30 days. So the whole list should be for 30 days. The Gemara does not answer this question. Finalecho tasim aglecho put on your shoes, mikan shu hosu benilas asandof. Here you know that an oval doesn't put on shoes. Filota atel safom, don't cover your face until your mouth. Kan shu tzorech lechasoyis espi, you have to cover until your mouth. So maybe chasen and milara, maybe cover only the mouth and not the entire thing on top. Omav chizad du lo yevin amim pumi uchoshosh. If he covers only his mouth, they'll say he has some ache, some pain in his mouth. But it's not a raya that he's a ovil. And this is original minig of Avelus to cover the head. Velechem anoshim lo yisoichal, that Yecheskel should not eat from the food that people will give him. Usually for Ovil, people give him food, even people that are lower than him. That you see that people want to give Yecheskel, even though Yecheskel was Gadol Ador. How do you know that the Gdoilim give food for the Ktanim that's sitting in Avelus? Kushmochu tells the Yirmiyoh Novi not to do Minogi Avelus as well. So don't go to the house of Avel and give them food. Mashra, if a regular Avelus, you do give food, even a Gadol like Yirmiyoh, to someone who's smaller than him. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin.